All right, Bill Bartee, how long of a hike can you take in North Carolina and never leave the state?
One of them is 1,175 miles from the Great Smoky Mountains to the Outer Banks. What a wonderful hike that sounds like.
That's right. You got the right answer. Mountains to the Sea Trail.
Oh, I didn't say that. But that is the right answer, isn't it?
Absolutely.
We're going to learn about the Mountains to Sea Trail, and we're going to... It's not a new trail. This is a trail that's been in existence, but it continues to change and evolve and develop. And so we're always interested in finding out how it's evolving and developing. And when we do this, we invite Executive Director Kate Dixon onto the Carolina Outdoors to share. So, Kate, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors and sharing the information that we need to know about the Mountains to Sea Trail. How are we?
Well, thanks so much for having me on. It's always fun to talk to you and reach out to your listeners about this wonderful North Carolina trail.
Let's start at the beginning. How did it come about?
Well, now it's 41 years ago, because last year we did a big celebration for the 40th anniversary of the trail. And it was first proposed in 1977 at a national trails conference that was held in North Carolina. And the idea just captured the imagination of lots of people who were there. And it's a daunting project to build a 1,000-some-mile trail across the state. But people just have steadily worked on it, and it's really, really taken off. It's much, much loved in the community it goes through, and people come from all over to enjoy it.
Hey, give us the breakdown of the trail, because when we're here on the Carolina Outdoors and we say hiking trail, you know, we have in our mental pictured mind, you know, a single track trail through the woods, a little bit of up and a little bit of down. But that's not North Carolina necessarily. It kind of covers a wide variety of geography, and it covers a wide variety of texture of a trail. How much of the trail is the traditional sense in the mountains, and how much of it's paved or backwoods or back roads?
Well, of the trail, which is 1,175 miles right now, 680 of that is on what people would think of as trail or forest road, or and sometimes it's on the beach. Then they're connecting roads of about 500 miles, and we've tried to select roads that are as quiet as possible. And then as we build new sections of trail, what we do is we just reroute the road connecting road route so that it's just gradually becoming an increasingly off the road trail. But one thing I do want to say for people who do the trail statewide, lots of times people will say, oh, no, not roads. But hikers who do the entire trail, most of them find that the road sections are really enjoyable and interesting, and they see parts of the state that they've never really experienced before. They also, interestingly, they just get a lot of chance to meet North Carolinians. People love seeing hikers and talking to them and learning more about why they're doing what they're doing. So it's a really fabulous experience. The whole diversity of experiences along the route.
Well, we've had, and we've talked to you about the multitudes of hikers who have taken on the Mountains to Sea Trail over the past, especially over the past 20 years or so. I guess people have been hiking it for all 41 years, but just in the past 20 years, we can focus in on. Tell us about those people, because we've counted out with you, you know, in the dozens, and then we got into the 20s. Are the number of hikers growing who are doing the entire 1,175 miles? And tell us about who some of those people are that have accomplished that.
Sure. The numbers have been growing, and actually people have, it's only for the last 20 some years that people have been hiking the whole state. The way that came about was that the founder of our organization and one of the leaders of the trail from the very beginning is a man named Alan DeHart, who died about a year ago, one of just the leaders in trails in North Carolina. And back in 1997, he was just eager to get the trail moving along. And he decided to come up with the whole connecting route, and he wrote a book about how to hike it, and then he hiked it with a friend, too. So he and his friend Alan Householder were the official first completers back in 1997. And so that's, 20 years ago, 21 years ago. And the numbers for a while, like all the long-distance trails, were, they did two that first year, and then it was a break or whatever. And now this year, we in 2017, we know of there are 14 people who said that they completed the trail, who completed the forms and sent it in to us, and we'll be recognizing them at our annual meeting. And those numbers have just been steadily growing, and we're getting really close to having 100 completers overall, if you add them all together. There are a diversity of people, and last year, great fun, the very well-known hiker, Jennifer Farr Davis, did the entire trail as a way to celebrate its 40th anniversary, and she did it. She's famous for having had the speed record of completing the Appalachian Trail, but now she has two young children. One was turned one when she was hiking the trail, and one turned five. So two truly young children, and so she wasn't out to set a speed record, but her goal was to really raise awareness of the trail, and we had a lot of fun. She blogged, and she's an amazing speaker, and she's going to talk about her hiking experience at our big annual event called the Gathering of Friends, which is coming up not this weekend but the next one. But we have all kinds of people who do the trail, so it's not only famous people like her, but it's not unusual for people to say they're retiring and they just have always wanted to do a long-distance trail and learn more about North Carolina. So we have retirees, we have college students, we have veterans who, have just come back from serving in the military, and they feel a real need for some time to restore themselves, just a whole diversity of folks. Which is one of the reasons that people love talking to hikers as when they meet them along the way, learning, like, who are these people? Why are they doing what they're doing? So,
What are some of the highlights that we might encounter if we thru-hike this? Obviously, the Appalachian Trail, everybody talks about Damascus, the 100-mile wilderness, things like that. What are some of the features or highlights of the Mountain to Sea Trail?
Oh, thanks for asking that. Gosh, there are so many. It's one thing is in the mountains, it goes over Mount Mitchell. So you get to experience the highest peak on the east coast. Also amazing places along the Blue Ridge Parkway. It goes through near Asheville. It goes through Linville Wilderness area. In the Elkin area, which is where we're having our annual meeting, they have just acquired some beautiful land for the trail that has stunning waterfalls known as Carver Falls. Pilot Mountain, which is just an iconic landmark, gorgeous, and you see it for miles around. That's just north of Winston-Salem. In the Triangle area, the trail stretches continuous 105 miles along the Ena River and Falls Lake and Neuse River. Then when you get into the coastal plain, one thing I love on the route is that it takes you past a lot of Carolina Bays, which are the most famous ones are lakes, natural lakes, but they have this really fascinating geographic, just unique history and just incredible wildlife. Lots of longleaf pine savannas with tall longleaf pines, gorgeous. And then you go out to the marshlands as you're in the leading out towards the Outer Banks. And then the trail ends on the Outer Banks 80-some miles as you walk from Ocracoke all the way up to Nag's Head at Jockeys Ridge State Park. It's beautiful.
Oh,
really incredible.
Got us ready to sign up. Don Yeager's over there. I'm Bill Barty. We're talking to the executive director of the Friends of the Mountains to Sea Trail, Kate Dixon. And Kate, are you ready for your quiz?
Yeah, sure.
Here we go. What is the highest elevation and what is the name of that mountain along the Mountains to Sea Trail?
Well, that really is a question, because somebody pointed out to me that you that on the mountains, the Sea Trail, because you don't, on the trail itself, you don't go all the way to the peak of Mount Mitchell.
Oh, you it's got not, it. You twisted the caveat. Ah!
So I suppose it's Clingman Stone.
You got me. I was going to give you the right answer of Mount Mitchell. Hey, what about where is the lowest?
About a year ago, somebody emailed me and said, I just want to point out to you.
There'll always be somebody waiting to correct you.
Okay, so that's the highest elevation. We got two answers. I would have given you Mount Mitchell, 6684. Yes. Hey, what is the lowest elevation of the Mountains to Sea Trail?
Well, that's a good question. It's probably like somewhere like Pea Island out on the Outer Banks, would be my guess.
That's exactly right. It's sea level. Yep, Cape Hatteras National Seashore. All right, here's your last one before you win the prize, unannounced prize anyway. How many counties in North Carolina does the Mountains to Sea Trail pass through?
37.
Oh, ding! You got it. Listen, we're going to run out of time, but tell us about the March 23, 24, and 25 event of the Friends of the Mountains to Sea Trail and how we can participate.
Oh, wonderful. So this is our big annual gathering, and it's the weekend of Friday, March 23rd through Sunday, March 25th. And it's in Elkin, North Carolina, which is like Trail Town, North Carolina. They are just so excited about the Mountains of Sea Trail and the Over Mountain Victory Trail, which also goes through their community. The actual annual meeting of the of our organization on Saturday, and then we have lots of organized hikes, and there's actually going to be concerts and art crawls, and there's a paddle, just lots of different ways you can participate. And if folks go to our website, which is mountainstoseatrail.org, they can easily find information about registering. We would love to have folks come out. It's an event for members, but membership is $35, and it does so much to help us build the trail and help people hike it. So we welcome everyone to join.
Hey, join up, mountainstoseatrail.org. Thank you so much, Kate Dixon from the Mountains to Sea Trail, for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors.